In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Of her, Emmanuel, the Christ was born, in Bethlehem all on a Christmas morn. And Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, Most highly favored Lady. Or so they should. It seems Christian folk today, and even many Lutherans, have a hard time saying, Most highly favored Lady. It is a dangerous prospect for a Lutheran pastor today to preach a sermon about Mary, the Mother of our Lord. It shouldn't be, but it is. But how are we to ponder the Holy Gospel today and not spend time talking about Mary? I would submit to you that we just heard and learned from Elizabeth how to praise the Mother of our Lord correctly. Elizabeth no sooner hears the Blessed Virgin's voice than the baby in her womb leaps for joy. And Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and begins to speak. It's important that you realize and you don't miss the fact that she is filled with the Holy Spirit. This is not Elizabeth's words, but His words spoken through her. And what does Elizabeth say when filled with the Holy Spirit? Listen to her loud cry. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? That's what Elizabeth says. It's right there in Holy Scripture. And yet, to hear modern Protestants and even many modern Lutherans speak of Mary, you would think that Elizabeth had said something along the lines of, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, but just don't think that you deserve any honor or praise or adoration from me. You'll get none of that. For you're just a sinner like me, and I refuse to treat you any different than any other woman who ever lived. But, dear friends, Elizabeth didn't say any such thing. She considered it an honor and a blessing that Mary, the mother of her Lord, would pay her a visit. Why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? To anyone who would dare to say, Mary is just like anyone else, Elizabeth would stare you down and say, Hush, child. You have not the foggiest notion what you're saying. For she is the most blessed of all women, and there is no other woman in the world who is both simultaneously a virgin and a mother. And not just a mother of any child, but of that blessed fruit of her womb, my Lord and yours, the eternal Word, the eternal Son of God. Oh, we Lutherans know perfectly well that we are not to trust in the merits of the Blessed Virgin or to place our confidence in her as though she were our Savior. We know perfectly well that we are not to worship Mary or pray to her as an additional mediator between us and God. But does that mean we join those who at best simply ignore the Mother of our Lord and at worst treat her shamefully? Just because we rightly refuse to worship and pray to her, does that mean that we shouldn't honor, praise, respect, and even adore her? Why is it that Lutherans have no problem naming our churches after any of the saints except Mary? We have no problem with St. Peter Lutheran Church, but St. Mary Lutheran Church? No way. This is always baffled me. And the explanation people give is just as baffling, for they say that we refuse to name our churches after Mary because we don't want to give others the impression that we worship or pray to Mary. So, when we name our churches after the other saints, we're giving them the impression that we worship and pray to them. It's really rather absurd. Oh, and by the way, guess what the name of the Castle Church in Wittenberg was in Luther's day. The church in which he produced and preached most of his most excellent sermons. Yeah, that's right. St. Mary's. You see, we Lutherans are right in our refusal to worship or pray to Mary, but not in our refusal to honor her as the most highly favored lady. Have we forgotten what our confessions say of her? Or maybe we've never read them and don't know. I think we need to get back into them. What titles do our confessions give to the Virgin Mary? You might be surprised. In the official confessions of our church, you know, those confessions that define what it means to be a Lutheran, in those confessions, which all pastors in our synod and all congregations in our synod subscribe to unconditionally, in those confessions, Mary is called the most holy virgin, the pure virgin, the most blessed virgin, the mother of God, the pure, holy, ever virgin. I could go on, but you get the idea. The Lutheran reformers, while totally rejecting any confusion of Mary with her alone saving son, did not at all reject the spirit of Elizabeth's words. Mary is indeed the most blessed among women, the most highly favored lady, for as a virgin she bore, as the fruit of her womb, the divine and eternal Son of God. We confess as much every time we call our Lord Emmanuel and confess that she is the mother of Emmanuel, the mother of the God who is with us. Again, this is how our confessions express the mystery. He showed his divine majesty even in his mother's womb because he was born of a virgin without violating her virginity. Therefore, she is truly the mother of God and yet has remained a virgin. But let's get back to Elizabeth, for she has more to teach us about the blessedness of Mary. Listen, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Here, dear friends, we arrive at what Martin Luther called the greatest part of the miracle of the Annunciation, the announcement made by the angel Gabriel to Mary. Not that a virgin would conceive, as miraculous as that is, not that her child would be true God, as miraculous as that is, but that the Blessed Virgin Mary would believe it. That's the greatest miracle of all. And it brings us to the heart of Mary's true greatness, a greatness in which God invites all of us to share. As Mary breaks forth into her song of praise, she lauds the Lord who has done such great things for her, who is her Savior, who looked in kindness over her humble estate and lifted her up so that in her own words, again inspired by the Holy Spirit, she says, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed." Thus, the title we use over and over again for her is the Blessed Virgin, the one whom God favored and blessed above all women, and the one who points the way to faith in the promises of God. Through the angel Gabriel, God had spoken a rather staggering promise to her. She didn't dispute that what the angel said would come to be. Her question, "How can this be since I have never known a man?" is not a doubt-filled question, but a simple request for more information. She was not like Zechariah, who doubted the angel's word and was struck mute until that word was fulfilled. Mary spoke her, "Let it be to me," to the angel, and it was in this act above all others that Elizabeth, her cousin, saw the true greatness of Mary. She's the one who leads our faith, yes, to God, to giving place to God in her own body, that from her he might assume a human nature and by her be born into the world in order that he might save the world in the flesh he takes from her. This, Saint Mary, Mother of our Lord, Blessed Virgin, believed, and blessed is she who believed. God speaks some pretty staggering promises to you, too, dear friends. He tells you that in the child of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in your brother according to the flesh, you meet His eternal Son. He tells you that this Son has come into your flesh in order to bring you salvation, the forgiveness of all your sins, life everlasting. He tells you that in the flesh, into your flesh, Christ came to bore your sins upon the cross, to offer the perfect sacrifice in your place, the sacrifice to end all sacrifices, the one offering of Himself that blotted out the sin of all people forever. He tells you that this blotting out of all sin is yours in holy baptism, when the water flows in the name of the Triune God. And He tells you that because you are baptized into Christ, you have exchanged your sinful birth for His sinless one. So that, this is how Luther put it, you may rejoice in such a treasure that Christ is your brother, Mary is your mother, and God is your Father. He tells you, as He imparts His very body and blood to you, that forgiveness and unending life, strengthening and preservation of the faith you need to obtain such, is delivered unto you and into you. The grave will never be the end for you, He tells you. And when you stand before the dread judgment seat of God, you can be certain of His mercy and grace, for you have trusted in the gift of His Son. Blessed is she who believed. Will you share this blessedness of Mary? Will you believe, say yes to the staggering promises God has for you? They are all true, and He wants each one of you to have the salvation He delivers through those promises. For though you are lowly, just like Mary, He would raise you on high, just as He did with Mary. Dear friends, the Gospel lesson concludes by stating that the Blessed Virgin stayed with Elizabeth 3 months. And why do you suppose that was? Because Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant when she arrived, and the Blessed Virgin stayed to serve her elderly kinswoman, her cousin Elizabeth, throughout the trying and difficult days at the end of her pregnancy. How like the child who was growing within her. Though she was truly the Mother of God, no, because she was truly the Mother of God, she exhibited the exact same kind of lowliness that her Son showed. A servant God He revealed Himself to be. And thus she speaks of herself as His servant. The most exalted mother of all time, the most highly favored lady, was exalted in her humility. With joy then, let us honor, praise, respect, and adore the Mother of our Lord. We don't worship her nor pray to her, for she herself would never hear of such things. She points us to her Son, who is her Lord and Savior, and ours too. Let us, who share in her blessedness of faith, share also in her utter humility, that we might learn from the handmaid of the Lord the joy of serving others, counting each person better than ourselves. It is that humble faith above all else which makes Mary the most highly favored lady and a beautiful example of the faithful of all time to follow. May God grant that through repentance and faith that He brings into us through His holy word and sacraments, that we see the blessedness of His chosen servant Mary, the Mother of our Lord, and that filled by His grace, we follow her example, saying in humble faith, I am the Lord's servant, let it be unto me according to your word. In the holy and precious name of the Son Mary bore, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.